Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Can't leave yet. We have a broken bow thruster and a hydraulic leak.
How important are hydraulics? Like,
can we
need
them? Hey, do a TikTok dance with me.
Yeah.
Come here.
Can I get a pina colada? Pina colada.
Everyone's going to love this.
Wow.
Yo, it's Badoo. I'm calling it
Badoo. Below deck, down under. G'day, mate. G'day, mate. This is episode one of season
one. Badoo. Badoo. Welcome to Badoo, mate.
Don't love that.
Well, what would you suggest?
We're going to workshop
Badoo.
That.
Like, g'day. Badoo, mate.
Yeah.
I like it.
Sure.
Branded.
Great.
I need a rubber stamp.
Y'all have been on us to cover this shit show, but we knew it was going to eventually come to Bravo anyway. So that's why we waited. You're welcome. We see the future. That's not true.
That's not true.
We never know what's happening.
Here's why we knew it was going to come to Bravo, because it was 42-minute episodes.
And because everybody said it was so good.
Yeah.
Of course, it's coming to Bravo at the same time. It's Below Deck, man.
I feel like this is just a little much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I don't know. I'm okay with it. Captain Sandy is...
They aired Darcy and Stacey during 90 Day Fiancé, but that's a whole different show now.
It feels like a ratings.
If this was like
grab.
Below Deck Land Ho, and it was like following Marcus in a restaurant...
Marcos.
What'd I say?
Marcus. I'm glad we're over him, because you said his name wrong almost every time. I have high hopes that you're going to be do well with Brittini, though.
Brittini, it's like martini. Benny can't say it.
Brittini. I just have a question. Where do you get Brittini? Where does that come from?
I think I can only imagine that someone in the family name was Brittany, or maybe Britt. And they
Little Brittany. Brittini.
And so they thought Brittini. I don't dislike the name.
I just find it weird.
It sounds like a real name. I've just never heard this real name.
I disagree. I don't think it does sound like a real name. I think it sounds like a type of martini.
Or not a name, but it sounds like a real word, like you said, like like someone said.
That sounds like a word.
Jonathan, can you hand me the Brittini? Sure.
I don't necessarily think it's a name.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I were her, I would go by Brit and just...
She doesn't want to. Doesn't want to.
Yo, you can't tell people anything. They want to be called...
No.
I guess it's up to people. It's your God-given right, or whatever you believe in, to be called anything you want. I get it, but I don't really love Brittini. I don't know the person, but I don't love that name.
The person's fine. Actually, I think I'm gonna like her a little bit, but she kind of says weird things that make me go, "You're fruity loopy a little bit." But then she's also sometimes grounded in a much more realistic view than other people on this boat.
She's going to be good drama. I'm saying it now. Remember that.
She is going to be good drama.
Y'all, we haven't seen any. This is.
I know nothing.
We are coming to this. I've tried to avoid. What did you just do?
I'm shaking up my liquid IV in my water.
Oh, okay.
We sponsor a reality gaze. I enjoy it very much.
I enjoy it too. I wish it was less sweet. That's my only problem. I do feel good, so I have to dilute it.
You're sweet sensitive to things, though.
I am very sweet sensitive.
So it doesn't, but like.
Actually, I am sensitive, full stop.
Full stop.
I am quite sweet sensitive. Things you that are too sweet, I cannot handle. Yeah.
But yet. At 2 a.m, when she's drunk,
give me all the sweetness.
I've literally seen you just eat cake with your hands.
Cake is different because there is a groundedness in cake that is with all the other things in it that go against the sweetness.
Another thing you've had a poodle soapbox moment about.
Yes.
Which reminds y'all, we had so much fun at our San Diego show.
Blast.
Oh my God, what a moment.
Wasn't it amazing when that boat came in and just like
it was like
an aircraft carrier.
And then the whole like shirtless
sailors
Navy
came off
crew.
Of it.
Yeah, and they were just like, reality gaze, it's reality gaze.
It was great.
We're gonna fuck them in all the ways.
Spoiler alert, we're recording this a little earlier. So.
Yeah, we're recording this a couple of weeks earlier because we're trying to catch up. So we haven't done the San Diego show yet. By the time you hear this, but if you're feeling left out.
It must have been amazing.
But if you're feeling left out, you can still see us in Denver.
Denver!
Our last stop in the summer should be fun tour, y'all.
And then we're going dark until the fall.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Going dark. So come see us in Denver. I don't remember the theater, but if you go on our Linktree link.
The Gothic Theater.
If you go to our Linktree link, you will be able to find that information. Hopefully our website is up by the time you hear this, but I have a feeling it's probably still going to get hacked. Because that's where we are right
better.
Now.
We got to do
our
better.
Our tech person said, someone's deliberately targeting you now. So that's where we are.
Homophobia.
So be sure to do that. Also, our charity for this month is the Bridget Alliance. The Bridget Alliance helps women or uterus holders seek abortions that and help them with funds to travel.
Right. Especially those after 15 weeks.
Yes, which can be harder, helps them to go out of state. And obviously with what's happening with the abysmal overturn of Roe v. Wade, we felt like that's very important.
Yes.
So that's in our Facebook group, or that's also on our Instagram. We have we learned how to do an Instagram
Yay!
Charity, and you can go to our Instagram. It all goes directly to the charity. We don't get a check and send to them. It just goes directly to them.
And in our Facebook group that is going on.
Yes, in the Citizen Squad.
Which is now open. we were on pause
We're on
for a
break
week.
Now, but our Facebook
Speaking
group
of
had
being
a break.
On break.
We got a vacation coming. That was it.
I'm going to Cancun.
Cancun.
I'm not going to Cancun.
Holiday row.
Okay, stop. What? Stop. Your voice just cracked in such a horrible way.
I went with it.
No, it's not like nah, like I just strangled a cat.
Like Florian.
No, y'all, if you ever hear me saying I'm going to Cancun, someone has taken me.
Yeah.
Someone it's done against my will.
Yeah.
No, that's not a poodle vacation place.
It's not a vacation place for poodle.
But we are going to be on vacation for the first time. I think both of us have taken a vacation from the pod in 3 years.
Below deck down under. Not Below Deck Med, but Below Deck Down Under will air that week because we're going to record the episode before and it will drop. But any show that airs that week, we will not be picking back up and covering except for 90 Day Fiancé UK, which is premiering that week.
Yep.
So that's about it. Anything else? We'll catch it up on the flip side. We'll have a little chit chat. We'll have a section of each podcast called What'd We Miss?
While we were gone.
Anyway.
While I was having a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh.
I need it.
I was like, could I get a facelift in a week and be back? But no, I don't think so.
No, you need at least 3 weeks to let that cat face go down.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
I'm thinking, I'm eyeing something. I'm eyeing it work in December. And then if it's not healed by January, I'll come back and I'll
I don't want to look at that.
I'll wear that RuPaul mask that she wore when she didn't want to do her makeup.
That was so smart.
Y'all think I'm kidding, but I'm not.
She just didn't want to do it.
No, no. I meant me having work done in December. You think I'm kidding, but I'm not.
No, I believe you.
Yeah. Because as Captain Jason says, the end of this is death, so we might as well have fun.
I'm Captain Jason, and I'm an adventurer and a thrill seeker. And I'm hot as fuck.
He is very hot.
Everyone on this boat is gorgeous.
Okay, actually,
everyone.
Jamie is kind of my favorite.
He's mine too. I'm glad you said that.
I mean, Captain Jason is hot, and then you meet Captain Jason's personality. He's even hotter.
Yeah.
Jamie is like...
You know, Jamie's very stripper, and that's really into it for you. But
I feel like you for you too.
Jamie's got a big old dick.
He does give you Nate from, was it Love Island or Too Hot to Handle?
Nate.
The blonde one who was kind of British from Too Hot
Nathan.
To Handle.
Nathan.
Or Nathan from season two of Too Hot to Handle. He does give you those vibes, like kind of stripper vibes. He was a stripper.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And he has a big dick too.
Oh, yeah. We've seen it.
Somebody sent me that OnlyFans.
Yeah. If Jamie was smart, he would do an OnlyFans after this.
Never work on a boat again.
That's true.
I'd be like, hey.
Anyway.
I got a port you can dock in.
Wow. Wow. Drop an anchor.
Yeah, drop it.
I just wrote down, Jamie's the bosun, and I wrote down, Jesus. That was my response. Because everyone is hot, and he's been a policeman. He's been an exotic dancer.
Yes.
He's done a little bit of everything. He loves being on. No, it's Culver who loves being on a team. Culver who looks like a G.I. Joe come to
Y'all,
life.
If you don't think there's going to be some secret scenes in this season.
I already have one.
Then you haven't listened to us. Then Poodles TV is already acting up.
And I'm not calling anybody to repair it. It's fine, just the way it is.
So now the big thing that everybody was excited about was him, but also Aisha's back.
Yes. Oh, Aisha, who kind of talks and sings on boys like this?
She does all the time. I'm not familiar, but she was on Below Deck Med.
She's wonderful. She's wonderful. She's a joy.
She was a stew. She wasn't the chief
second stew. Second stew to Hannah.
To Hannah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Aisha, who kind of talks and sings song voice like this.
She's originally, what is it called when they're in New Zealand?
She's a Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
She probably loves being barefoot on the boat because you would fit in as a Kiwi because they're barefoot everywhere.
No, people in the boat are barefoot everywhere.
No, but I mean in New Zealand, they don't wear shoes a lot places.
I think you're right.
No, I know I'm right. I just had a friend who lived there who's working on the new Lord of the Rings and lived there for 2 years and said people... A lot of people don't even wear, they'll go barefoot in grocery stores. I honestly feel like you would get into it.
I love not wearing shoes though.
You would stub your foot and cut your foot
terrible,
all the time,
terrible,
bleeding
terrible.
Everywhere. You'd be like,
I've broken so many toes.
You would. Anyway.
We meet Ryan, the chef, and Aisha's first question. So, are you chefy? Guess what? He is.
Guess what? Do you throw tantrums? And he goes,
he's like, you know, only if things don't go my way. Asked and answered.
All he had to say is when he said, I grew up in Philly. And I went, and there we are, y'all.
Your Philly is like... somewhat.
It's good.
No.
It sounds just like it. Like everybody from Philly's is like, oh, you sound like you're in fucking Philly. You sound like you're from there. I'm like, thank you.
No, it's like, that's a New York thing you're doing.
No, it's Philly.
Okay. Whenever you say.
It's Philly. You guys, if for any of you who are not familiar, or if I don't know if there's any Australians that are listening to this show that are what, maybe it airs in, I don't know if this airs in Australia.
I don't know what you're going to say.
No, this does Below Deck Australia Down Under air in Australia.
I don't know.
But if you're not from the U.S., Philly is a very, like, you don't tell people what to do kind of a city. It's a very,
yeah,
like,
it is.
we we fight for what we think is right. They're like, quote, justice warriors.
Yeah, they want to they want to fight you, definitely.
I mean, it's where the U.S. like literally started. So it's just a scrappy town with people who don't take shit.
Anyway.
Which is Ryan.
This guy's a douchebag.
Oh.
I'm saying it now.
Now, I'm not saying that everybody in Philly is a douchebag.
No.
I know a lot of really sweet...
This guy's a douchebag.
Yes, but he's not a... But he's a douchebag.
This guy's a chefy douchebag.
He's a douchebag, and then, yeah, Philly.
He's seen way too many episodes of Top Chef.
Yes.
They all... They have the same... He's a clone of all these, like, people who got eliminated. Although, I think he's probably a good cook. He's like, fourth episode of Top Chef to get eliminated. That's who he is.
It's very specific.
I've watched the show a
lot. No, but I understand what you mean by that. Yeah.
He fights with other people. Yeah. He thinks everything is going to be on his schedule. Now, we've had these people on Below Deck. You haven't seen a lot of these chef assholes. Your only exposure was Matthew.
Wretched.
He was in a class by himself because he was kind of a poser. He acted like he didn't throw.
No, he really, really cared about what other people thought.
Right.
He was so insecure about it, yeah.
This is a different breed entirely. This is like Chef Ben, who is, you know, the be-all, end-all, who's been in the Below Deck franchise. This is, Ben has elements of this, but Ben can also be a human being, but he's a dick at his very core. This guy is a young dick who doesn't give a shit about anyone else but his doing good for his food. It's all that.
Yeah.
He's going to be really shitty to the rest of the crew if they go on his bad side. He's going to, I can say this now, he's going to be nasty to Aisha.
Oh, yeah.
And she's not going to handle it well.
No.
And it's not fair. And I already know I'm not going to like him. And I'm sure his food is going to be great.
What I think is the most unrealistic thing about Ryan, because he says this, he works in this, not even just the service industry. He works in upper level, high tier service industry, which means whatever they want, you accommodate. And this level that it's as if he feels like he works in a school mess hall and they get what they get. And I'm like, but that's not the realistic version of this type of atmosphere. I wonder how much he's worth on a boat.
I understand what you're saying, but in his mind, he does the best work, so he is providing them the highest. They just don't know it. They don't. You know, they shouldn't be able to choose anything.
Yeah.
I know what's best. In a way, like when he's talking about, I have one dish for breakfast. This is what the chef makes. I agree with him. Don't give them options. Because if the chef, for me, the chef says, this is my best dish. This is what I'm going to put out. This is what I choose. I want that.
Yeah,
so,
I do too.
But that's why I do agree with him on that. And I think a lot of chefs have fucked up by giving them too many options. And because y'all, I agree. If people are given options, they turn into assholes really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But, and so I kind of understand his point when he's like, trust me, they'll love it. They're going to love this. Now, a lot of chefs say that. One time he fucks up, however, he's going to get screwed.
Yeah.
So. Oh,
and I hope it happens.
But I just want to say this. I do understand where he's coming from.
We watched this early on Peacock. Y'all, if you watch this on the free and you're like, I can't wait anymore and I want to watch all the episodes,
all on Peacock now.
You can watch. Please, I will say, if you are in the Facebook group or if you are on our Patreon where you can listen to this ad free on Patreon or Supercast, at the $8 tier, you can listen to all of our free content ad free. If you are in the comments, please don't put spoilers if you've already seen the whole season.
Right.
Because some people, like us even, are kind of slower waiting as they come out on television.
But, and if you do want to, maybe make a post that says, spoiler alert, scroll, 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 scroll.
And then start typing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that on Patreon.
I don't know.
But for Facebook, for sure.
Yeah. So.
All right, let's talk about Mags from Poland. We've got
Magda.
Yeah, but she...
So she's already Mags to you.
No, she said I'm Mags.
Oh, okay.
She said that. She said I go by Mags.
I saw they putting Magda
on
they
did put Mags, but she said I just called her Mags. So Mags...
She's a model from Poland.
Yes, and the stews are Mags and then Toomey,
who's South African.
Who's from South Africa. And then,
who's a model and an Instagrammer, but she's already...
She has a cool Instagram.
It looked really pretty, but what I love is she's already doing all these tablescapes and decorations, and it looks great.
Yes, we find out more about... We've watched episodes 1 and 2 right now. We're recording both of them today, so we find a little bit more about her in episode 2.
We also have, we mentioned her earlier,
Brittini.
And Benny.
Hey, Mom, just want to work on a boat. No, that's Brittani.
Oh, that scared me.
That's Brittani, but no.
God, I miss her.
I know. I don't think she's ever coming back.
Oh, I don't like Frank.
She's in a correctional facility. Not in it. She's working.
Not in it. She's working there.
But she is in love
with
an inmate.
Probably having a relationship with a female inmate.
It's guaranteed. It is guaranteed, y'all.
Mom, is this going to work for my sleeve?
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. That was great. God, I missed it. Okay. And then there's Benny.
Well, this is an interesting...
The Eeyore of the boat.
I don't think he's trying to be, but this is someone kind of like... Who was it who came onto the boat right after? Was it Lexi? After her mom died?
Yeah.
This is... Y'all, don't make huge life changes. Wait,
I think maybe her dad died. Well, somebody
I can't
died.
Remember.
Someone died, yeah. Because she was talking to her mom. I think her dad.
Right.
Died. It was her dad.
Y'all, don't make big life changes right at, especially something where you may be isolated away from your people when that happens. You'll know if it's right time for you.
You will.
But I just think it's a bad decision to do this because his mom passed away so recently. And it is a big plot point of the first two episodes.
And there's a difference of running away from something or going towards something.
Oh, that's a great way to think about
and
that.
And I think that he's running away. But we'll see. Then we have Culver, who kind of is a little bit of Gary Busey adjacent with his teeth.
Very Sean Cody 2009.
He's almost too hot, y'all.
But in a weird way, I'm not really into him. I'm going to eat my words probably when he's talking about something. He's very much I played on team sports. I love lacrosse and blah, blah, blah.
He's got the smoothest asshole on the boat.
Oh, yes.
And
his skin is like alabaster milk.
Oh, yes.
I just want to eat it.
Yes. Even in a pinch, if the boat crashed and it was just Jamie and Culver, Jamie would end up fucking him. That's what I want to believe.
I agree.
I want to believe that.
That he would become everyone's lady.
Yeah, I would believe
Captain
that.
Captain Jason.
Oh, yeah.
It was only if there were no, and they needed to just relieve themselves of their sexual pent-up energy, Culver would bottom for them all.
While Benny just played the bongos, kind of gave him the beat.
Meditated.
Yeah, because he's not going to have sex with anybody. But yeah, definitely.
Go see Hole. You'll feel better after you see Hole.
Wow. So, but Culver is an American. He's from Maryland.
Remember that. He says he's from Maryland a lot.
He plays football and lacrosse.
Because that's what we do there. Because it gets cold.
It really does. Every Sean Cody model in 2002 played football or lacrosse.
Yeah, they all look like that.
Wow.
God, that was a good time.
It was a good time. Anyway, y'all.
Gay porn had a real Camelot.
If you're new to us and you thought, they're like Ronnie and Ben. It's gay guys talking about a Bravo show. A little different. We're a little different.
And we're a little grosser.
Yeah, so we're a little grosser.
Sorry.
Sorry.
And Aisha says, honestly, no one's ugly here. I just like that.
No one's ugly.
She's right.
She is
honestly,
right.
Honestly, no one's ugly.
Honestly, no one's ugly.
I like her, but I will make fun of her voice.
They have their little meeting. And that's where, I mean, obviously, Toomey and Mags already are like, ooh, Captain Jason. And that's where he gives a speech like, the end is death, so we might as well have fun. And he talks about, so let's talk about his captain style, and then we'll kind of just talk into, because I think it's important to note this, and then we do these shows in teabags, so then we'll kind of jump into our teabags.
Yeah.
Because this actually was my first one, was his captain style is very different than anybody we've seen on
Very hands-on.
That. He said, I've become more of a big brother than a captain.
Ooh. Ooh, we all need a big brother like that.
No, we don't. There was a couple of sissies like, not into incest poodle. No thanks.
It's not real. Never mind.
Anyway.
Never going to win here. Need to move on.
But we do see this already in the first two episodes. He is doing things that I never thought I would see.
I mean, like cleaning tables and things like that. Picking up trash.
Bringing up food.
Yeah.
But Captain
Glenn. Can you imagine Captain Sandy?
No.
Matthew said, Captain Sandy, can you lend us a hand? I don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't. They're about to do another Rizzoli and Isles marathon. I gotta go watch that.
She watches the fuck out of that.
She loves Rizzoli and Isles.
Used to, I thought my favorite was Isles, and now it's Rizzoli. And sometimes that happens.
It's true.
I've been a closet Rizzoli lover all along.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew? And obviously, Captain Daddy would never do it. Captain Jason's already being kind of hashtag Captain Cutie. Glenn is the close, but he would do that.
Yeah. This is, and I think this, what I'm a little worried about is this could wind up backfiring as he's so hands-on. Because he, quote-unquote, cares so much. And it could be a little lend towards micromanaging. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, possibly.
But not the Captain Sandy way of, I told you to do it like this, and you didn't.
Malia, I just expect this from you.
Oh,
I expect so much, Malia.
Boy,
I'm disappointed.
She is going to try to destroy the new bosun.
Oh, she will.
Malia knew how to deal with her bullshit. Y'all, that's the thing about Captain Sandy. If you learn how to work with her, you can do it. But with new people, boy, she's
Malia is so much happier.
And the new chief stew too, boy, she's gonna ruin their lives.
She is.
Anyway, she is. So I think that's the rest of the cast.
I'm fine to jump into teabags. What's
my
yours?
First teabag is this primary guest is hot too.
Oh.
Charlie,
yeah.
The hottest, that's exist, y'all, this is my type, if I had to say, a guy.
He's very hot to me.
He
really
so
is your
hot.
Type. I wrote
He's a little douchey.
I mean, but
he gave me a gay vibe.
No, he has to be gay. If he's not gay, then.
But a lot of straight men give that off these days.
I just mainly was going, they said, Charlie Gambino, and I went.
From the Gambino crime family?
Well, no, I thought, isn't that the name of, what's his name? The actor who's the rapper, Charles Gambino. Isn't that his rapper name?
That's who's, Childish Gambino.
Oh, it's Childish Gambino. Oh, I was like, is he coming on?
How do you not know Donald Glover?
It's Childish Gambino. I thought it was Charles. What? I do know Childish.
No, you don't.
Well, I just...
You thought... I would love for you to have been like, you know, I really love... I've been listening to Charles Gambino lately. God, I would love to be there at a really hipster party and to watch them look at you like, look at this rube. God, I would die. I would absolutely die.
Anyway.
No, he is...
Get off your grinder!
I'm looking up Charlie Gambino.
Oh, I've already done a search of it. I found his LinkedIn.
Come on.
But his Instagram's private, I think.
Oh, fuck off.
I know. I tried to follow it from our Reality Gaze Instagram account. Follow us at Reality Gaze Podcast, y'all.
Oh, it is.
But I don't know if he accepted it yet. If he did, then maybe.
Charlie Gambino. He doesn't have any followers.
He's got a picture of a dog on it.
No, this is the one that I see.
Well.
Him and his cap.
Well, look at that. Riveting. He's got a GoFundMe.
Who cares?
He's got nothing. We don't know. Maybe he has a TikTok.
He's hot.
He's very hot. He's got a very nice little furry body.
Oof.
And
that keeps you warm in the winter.
I knew once he had that nose ring, Poodle was into it.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is the kind of guy I'd try to take home from Akbar.
It's true.
And then I'd make out with his boyfriend in the bathroom and he'd say, no, I'm not going home with you. You mailed my boyfriend in the bathroom. I'm like... That's fair.
That's fair. That is fair. That's fair.
And I told you he's my boyfriend. Didn't hear you over the music. Sorry.
So I will say
he's a self-professed foodie. I agree. When Ryan says that, if they're foodies, they're not. I totally agree with that.
That's it. It's that Ryan's not a dumb guy.
He's not.
And he's so when he says shitty, shit like, when he dismisses people and says like, they're millennials, they just want stuff they can take pictures of. And I went,
he's right. And guess and what? The bitch was right.
They did.
Yeah.
So that's it, is that he knows how to, y'all, it's not fun working with someone who's an asshole, but then also can back it up. That's hard. They're the worst.
Yeah, they are the worst. It's like Matthew, who made really, really good food.
Like incredible food.
Yeah. He was his own worst enemy, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Ryan's is going to be Aisha's, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. So
what's your next one?
My next teabag is there's a deckhand meeting. Maybe I'm
dickhand.
Not
a dickhand.
Maybe I'm not just used to the lingo yet.
Yeah.
But Jamie is talking to his crew and he says, you know, this is my first time being bosun. So obviously it's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for me.
I want
us all to work together as a team. Da, da, da. He said, and if we have a problem, we can nut it out.
We can nut it out.
That means something different to me.
I went to a place. If we have a problem, we all nut on one another, so and we work out our problems.
It's what you think it is. So it's no, but that's what I thought. I thought it was a sharing circle.
Yeah.
So whoever has their dick in their hand is able to speak.
Yeah.
And so we've got to listen to that person while they have their dick in their hand, and then when they're
Brittany
finished,
just finger bangs herself until she squirts.
She's not there.
Okay, sorry. Gotcha.
She's not there.
Gotcha.
She left to go meditate. Sorry, that's where I was. She's just gone.
But for the rest of the month, she's not there.
She's not there. So I thought it was just, yeah, they just, and then once they're done sharing their seed, then the other person can speak.
Yeah. I think that's pretty appropriate, I thought.
Come at me, Australians. Is that what the expression
means? I didn't see any problems with what...
Okay,
with what
that's this, what I heard.
That's how I understood it,
I just want to make sure I understand the lingo.
It would be weird if they didn't do it.
Yeah, I just want to know the lingo correctly, if you could.
No,
you know
I think
what?
I'll do
a Google search, or I'll ask Miss Bing, and we'll come back with more information.
Aunt Bing, right
after this commercial.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare.
They looked like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Ryan the chef is exactly right. He puts those king crab legs out there. This was my next tea bag. And I will say, you could have given them some claw crackers, but would have been, they wouldn't have enjoyed it as much. And Aisha's like sitting there trying to help them. And I'm thinking, no, this is, the chef is right. this is what they want. It's great visuals. It's great. He understands these people. They want good pictures. They want, yes, it's about the food, but it's just as much about the experience for them.
Which I agree. If you're on a boat, you can have good food at a restaurant. You want an experience if you're on a boat. On a boat.
The next thing. Anyway, y'all. The big deal is this is when we find out our hydraulics have leaked and the bow thruster is not working. And that's when the girl said, "Can we do it with on hydraulics?"
The back thruster is not working. They're going to be delayed, which means now the stews
have to
deckhands make a little drink, but they have to like entertain these people. They're lucky that these guests aren't really. I mean, the girls are basic and like TikTok.
No, these are pretty easy.
They're very easy guests.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they're not on the. They're on this boat for like 2 or 3 days, so to go the whole first day without sailing.
Oh, I thought this was no. They don't sail.
Or not, but
moving
in the water. I guess.
Yes, that's,
I think it's still called sailing, isn't it?
If no, sailing is with a sail.
But then what is it called when the boat's moving through the
water? You're yachting.
You're yachting. Okay, yes. So as they're yachting through the ocean.
It's not called sailing unless you're with a boat with a sail.
So they're not doing that. So they're, I guarantee you, either a producer or the captain said, look, we're going to take $5,000 off of your bill or something.
Oh, yeah.
We just didn't see that. But that happened. No one is this happy.
Mother Poodle would have been like, how are you going to comp me for this, y'all? I paid a lot of money for this vacation.
She would have said that, and she would have said that in front of everyone.
Yes. My mother's...
In front of like three
mother's,
of the
my
group.
Mother, one of my mother's favorite places, how can we get comped for this? Like, so that she's going to ask, how are you going to make me happy?
Yeah.
That impulse is always in me, and I have to beat it down every time, because that's what I saw growing up. I promise you, y'all, what you grow up with, those impulses, they don't leave until you actively deal with them.
I saw her when she was here visiting. I saw her do it once in the middle of a Qdoba.
Qdoba.
You never know, y'all.
You gave me chicken instead of salmon like I asked for. Yeah. Didn't complain, but now I am. Qdoba. When I went to Qdoba. Qdobu.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. I think it's Qdoba. Qdoba.
Qdoba. Who knows? Who knows?
I need to talk about...
Oh, wait. I think it's my turn. Just right?
Maybe. Go ahead.
No,
who cares anymore?
Who cares? or maybe you're going to talk about this because it's right after that. What do you feel about Benny going for a ride on a jet ski with one of the guests?
Not great for your first or second day. Again, this guy doesn't need to be there.
I think... I was going to ask you, and this is a good time, actually, not knowing, no one leaves in second episode, but we're not second episode aside, which we actually have already seen, but.
He's not long for this boat.
I feel like he is the person that
he's not long for this boat.
I was
going
to ask you, who is the person that's going to leave this boat? And I thought, Benny.
Bertini. Bertini's going to have problems down the road.
Yeah. But Bertini seems to get along well, though, with Culver.
G.I. Joe. Yeah.
And G.I. Joe. And
he really does look like an action figure. His head's a little too round. His irises are a little too big.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's that mouthful of chompers, y'all, is scary. I will say that.
Are those real teeth?
I don't know. But someone who looks like that, the teeth would be real.
Yeah.
You just kind of know.
My first boyfriend had big teeth like that.
Big old chompers.
Big old chompers. Woo! Big old chompers. But Benny's not.
Yeah, I think.
Because Ryan's going to stick it out.
Yeah, unless the captain gets involved, which may happen.
If he started fighting with the captain, yeah. Because the thing that Ryan is going to be, that would be Ryan's undoing is he. I mean, Benny, I think a little too. Y'all, we've talked about this. I've learned this quickly. You knew this before from watching, but there is a hierarchy on boats, and it is not a democracy for all. It is. So I could see Ryan coming at Captain at Captain Jason and like coming back at him and disagreeing with him and saying, no, I'm not going to do that way. And him being like, no, I'm the captain.
Oh, yeah. The chef?
Yeah. Yeah, because...
Well, the captains usually defer to the chef for a lot of things, but I can see Jason saying something and it just not been... Or he said, I'm dissatisfied with blah, blah, blah because of this. And Ryan would just freak out and leave.
Yeah.
That I could see. But I don't know. I need to see more of him, how he handles stress.
Yeah. Yeah, and we didn't watch... I didn't see this season on Below Deck, Down Under.
They don't do it on this.
They don't do it on Peacock. I think they'll do it on the...
Maybe.
When it airs, maybe.
I need to talk about my next teabag, which is... Ma'am. It's Jamie saying... He's kind of doing it in his confessional, and I don't know if you saw this, but he says, as a bosun, I have to take all the punches from the captain. He just lays into me, really punches me in the gut. He's sweaty when this happens, and we cut to a kind of rendering of this, and it has both Jason and Jamie shirtless, no boxing gloves, of course, because they're sparring. And sweat
wrapped
just...
hands?
Yes.
Okay.
Sweat just kind of flying. And at one point, he's punching him, giving him uppercuts, left, right. And at one point, Captain Jason is tired, and he just kind of falls into Jamie's arms.
Okay.
You know how that works?
Kind of, well, like Rocky would, like Burgess Meredith would hold him up penguin style.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
You just ruined my hard-on by bringing up Burgess Meredith. God damn you. And it's also in black and white. So there, and he's just punching. He's like, so I'm always going to give you the uppercut. And you got to take my punches. And you're going to take them. Because that's what you're here to do as the bosun. It's like, yeah, Captain, I'm here to do whatever you need to. And then he just sucks the captain's dick. No, you ruined it. You ruined it with talking about the penguin. Oh, well. It was so hot when he was talking about... I want to take all his punches. I'm like, yes, you will.
I'm not into...
And you'll take his dick.
I'm not into that. So I didn't get that. But it was a little hot. It was a little hot. I'll give you that.
I'm hot into pugilistic action.
We're here, so let's just call out the elephant in the room now. Who has the bigger dick?
Oh.
Captain Jason or Jamie?
Jamie. Jamie's is definitely bigger on the size. I think Jason may have a little bit girthier penis.
I'm thinking I agree with you. I'm just making sure if there's a reason to not. I think I agree with you. I think it is Jamie.
And it's really not about height here, although that does sometimes factor in.
It's Jamie's nose for me.
Yep. Proportions. It's proportions and how it looks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Big dick. Big old dick. Big dick, big dick, big dick, big dick.
Big dick, 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 dick.
So I think that's all I have, except for that the very ending, Jamie is telling Benny to step it up. And he's like, dude, I've only known you for like 24 hours. And he's like, still, he's your superior.
Give me a break. But no, it's like... Again, Benny's not long. It is exciting that, y'all get ready. This is going to come up over and over and over, that they have to take this boat in and out of
the tides
dock because of the tide
runs so low
at very specific times, or they'll run aground. It's exciting.
That's a smart. Well, I'm sure they could not have planned. Maybe they did plan it, but it is an added. It is an added tension inducer, and I love it.
I do too.
I'm really enjoying this so far.
Sissies came at us. We didn't disagree
with you.
We needed time to process it. And
there was no time when we were doing it.
No time.
And now that it's airing fully on network, we're going to
cover it all. All right, everybody.
That's all I have.
That's been your Below Deck Down Under. Go to our Linktree link to see our link to go see us in Denver. We'd love to see you there. And if we don't see you there, have a good rest of the summer. This is definitely going to heat up your...
Yes.
Heat up. Yeah. Y'all, you got to take your kid to fucking swim lessons and sit
just
there.
Just keep us in your ears.
Put us in your ears or watch, or just watch some of these Below Deck moments, like on download Peacock or whatever, and just watch it in slow motion.
And you know some terrible next mother is going to try to talk to you. And if you've got your earbuds in, they're less likely to come over there and talk to you about their kid, Sebastian.
Exactly. Just put in your...
Who is not talented.
At all. All right, everybody.
God damn. The way that people just say, I have a child and you have a child, we should talk. What the fuck?
We can't get into this soapbox either, but we're going to see y'all next week. Until then, y'all,
Anchors again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.